Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
As you know, this year, God granted me the unmerited grace of spending Holy Week in Jerusalem. I stayed in the residence of a French Catholic community that is located at the beginning of the Via Dolorosa, the road that tradition says Jesus walked on the day of his crucifixion. The house was next to the Ecce Homo Basilica, which is a wonderful place to pray. The church is always in darkness, and the tabernacle is located under a large stone's nest. Both interrogation and the sentence of death. By darkness, basilica, imagination and grace make you see with new eyes this scene that today, on this solemnity of Christ, King of the Universe, our Mother, the Church, invites us to consider. Augustine has a beautiful commentary on this page of the Gospel. The verse following the text of today's Gospel contains Pilate's response to Jesus' claim that he is King, and that his mission to be a witness to the truth. Pilate, ironically, or perhaps expressing his own skepticism, asks Jesus, "What is the truth?" That question in Latin is "Quid est veritas?" Jesus does not answer, but Saint Augustine does answer Pilate, and he does so by taking the letters of that question in Latin and arranging them so that they form three different words. Quid est veritas? Pilate had asked. Saint Augustine answers, Vir quiadest, the man standing before you. That is the drama of freedom. Pilate had before his very eyes truth itself. Jesus said in the same Gospel of St. John in chapter 14 that he is the truth. The truth in this fourth Gospel is not simply a theoretical reality. The truth in St. John is the reality of a God who loves man and offers him salvation. To that truth that saves, Jesus has come to bear witness and can do so because he himself is God made man. The words of Jesus to Pilate, as well as his whole life on earth, are a declaration of love. The Lord is saying to him, I have come from the other world. My kingdom does not belong to this world, to show you the love of God, to tell you that I love you. And if that you listen to my voice, you too can receive salvation. But Pilate did not recognize that truth. He had it before his eyes. He spoke with the truth himself. Pilate recognized that Jesus was innocent of what he was accused of, but he turned his back on it. The truth is literally staring Pilate in the face and speaking to him. And yet Pilate does not see or hear that truth. Actually, we cannot be too hard on Pilate, because are we not also Pilate? How many times have we turned our back on Jesus Christ? How many times have we washed our hands and preferred the world to the Lord of the universe? The gospel today expresses the drama of our freedom, the mystery of our freedom. We run the risk of not recognizing the truth when we have it before our eyes, not to embrace the love of God manifested in Jesus, and not to be of those who hear the voice of the Lord. He speaks to us, but sometimes we are not of the truth because we do not listen or we do not recognize that voice. We are not sheep of this good shepherd because we have gone astray like one who is lost in search of I do not know what. Today is the solemnity of Christ the King. This solemnity was instituted by Pope Pius XI in 1925 to remind us that this poor man who seems suffering before Pilate is King of the universe, that he has purchased us with his blood, and therefore we are his, that we owe him service and loyalty, that as we will pray in the Creed, his kingdom will have no end, that as we will say in the Lord's Prayer, we are looking forward to the coming of his kingdom, that as we will pray in the preface of today's Mass, his kingdom is a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. Christ the King. With that cry, countless brothers and sisters gave their lives for God and for the Church. With that hope, one day we hope to reign with him in heaven. We do not have another king. Rather, as the Lord himself reminded us in today's gospel, his kingdom is imposed by the arms. Christ is our King only if we let him be so, if we are willing to follow him, to obey him, to love him until death, to fight for him until the last breath of life. The world is far from accepting the kingdom of Christ. We Catholics, and this I say with shame, are far from letting Christ reign in our hearts, our bodies and souls, our families, our relationships, our communities, and our society. Today we want to renew our alliance to Christ the King. We do not want to be far from the Lord. We do want to recognize in that man who suffers before Pilate the truth that saves man. As St. John Paul II said many times, quoting the Second Vatican Council, Christ fully reveals man to himself. Therefore, in order to know ourselves, we must enter into a living and vital relationship with him and let him be our Redeemer. This solemnity was declared to reveal the social kingdom of Jesus Christ. The Lord must first be the King of our hearts by sanctifying grace and love, and then the King of the world, of countries and cultures, ruler of the kings of the earth, as St. John called him in today's second reading. In this context, I invite you to consider the Together Let Us Go Forth campaign as a way to extend the kingdom of Jesus in this part of the world that we call our home. As you know, this is the last weekend in which we will promote this campaign at the weekend masses. And we are the protagonists of a miracle. One of those miracles that is in our hands as much as in the hands of God. Sometimes God needs us, just as he needed the generosity of the child who gave Jesus his 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now the Lord asks us to put our generosity in his hands so that he can perform the miracle and save the world. Many thanks to all those who have already made a contribution. I address in a special way those who last week took their pledge card home to think carefully on how much they could contribute. 10,000 more, less. Today is the day of giving with joy what you have discerned. I also address those of you who were not here last weekend and who did not have the opportunity to participate. Today, you have the opportunity to join the miracle. Today, you have the opportunity to make this great miracle possible. You have in your hands the ability to help us reach a goal that was impossible to imagine, and together, with the grace of God, we can achieve. If you allow me to use the analogy of soccer, because after all, I'm from Spain. I never understood football, so soccer, it's easier for me. You who have not yet participated and who today have the last opportunity to do so in this Holy Mass are those who have the ball at your feet to score. The other players of the team, that is to say, those who have already contributed in the campaign with generosity, have done what they had to do. They have made a perfect play, and they have given you the ball in an open field to win the match. We are now depending on you to score. Help us to go the distance. Or if you prefer baseball, help us hit a home run and win this game. It is your turn to knock the ball out of the park today and make Jesus win. May Christ be our King. May our brothers and sisters find true freedom in the Lord. I end with the words from the book of Revelation that we just heard. To him who loves us and has freed us from sins by his blood, to him glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.